Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, June 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Yesterday's market rally is a distant memory. Today, a broad sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed below 30,000 for the first time since January of 2021. The big board fell 741 points, or 2.4%, to close at 29,927. Each of the S&P 500's 11 sectors finished lower. The broad index was down 123 points, or 3.25%, and the NASDAQ finished down 453 points, or more than 4%. Once again, high inflation, concerns about corporate profits, and the Federal Reserve raising interest rates were top of mind among investors. Here's WSJ Markets reporter Matt Grossman.
The Fed is still going to have to act very aggressively to get inflation under control. In the past, a lot of times in similar situations, they haven't really been able to achieve that soft landing that everybody's been looking for. I mean, that's a real challenge. And so I think you're seeing a sell-off today as investors really think about the fact that a recession is far from impossible.
Tech stocks were among the day's biggest losers, with Microsoft shares falling 2.7%, Amazon shares declining 3.7%, and Nvidia shares dropping 5.6%. Elsewhere, Twitter shares lost 1.7% after Tesla CEO Elon Musk addressed Twitter employees in a company meeting today on topics including whether there would be layoffs if he completes his planned takeover. Meanwhile, shares of Tesla, which is raising prices on some of its cars amid rising costs, were down 8.5%. In corporate news, Abbott Laboratories says it has paused baby formula production at its plant in Sturgis, Michigan, after recent thunderstorms flooded part of the facility. Another setback for the company's efforts to help alleviate a nationwide formula shortage. Shares fell 2.6%. And in commodity markets, Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, gained 1.1% to $119.81 a barrel. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.